Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Season 4 with the help of Rabbeinu Yonah, looking at Chapter 2, Mishnah 9, Bet Tet, a very long Mishnah, a very wonderful Mishnah. Probably going to leave it up to the text of Rabbeinu Yonah more than ourselves because it's a lot of material. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yochanan says to his students, go and find. What is the proper path in life? What is the best way to go about life? What is the way we should go within our lives? So each of the five students gives a different answer. And one of them is the best answer that encompasses everybody else. Rabbi Elazar Amar Ayin Tov, Rabbi Elazar says, have a good eye. Be generous. Be benevolent. A really good trait to have and work on. We should all be very generous people, especially in chesed and especially in tzedakah, especially in life with our time, our resources, and our help. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Chavar Tov, be a good friend. Be that good friend to everyone around you. Be the type of person people can lean on, people can rely on, people can realize that you would help anyone, anytime, literally giving the shirt off your back any time of day. Rabbi Yossi Amr Shachin Tov, be that good neighbor. Rabbi Yossi says, be a good neighbor, lending a hand to any of your neighbors, anything they need, anytime. Be a good neighbor and bring people to your neighborhood. Be that person that people want to come to scout out the neighborhood also. Rabbi Shimon Omer Haroa Sanola, someone who foresees the outcome, someone who sees down the line the consequences of his actions. Maybe by that way you won't sin. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lev Tov. Rabbi Elazar says, have a good heart. A person who has a heart of gold, a good heart, a heart that's expanding, that's so big, so full, that's a really good compliment to have. That means a person's a really good person, really tries to do good for others. Be that person who has a good heart, that heart of gold. Amalayam, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rola ani estivei Elazar ben Rachmi divrechem. I like his words better than yours, shebachlad divrechem divrechem, because in his words are your words. I like his words, your words are included in his. What's the bad path to avoid? The question is, if we're doing the good path, shouldn't the bad path be the opposite? But not always is it the opposite, really. Rabbi Elazar Amar Ayin Ra, bad eye, an evil eye. Don't have an evil eye. Don't have scorn, God forbid, on others. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Chavara, don't be a bad friend. That's what to avoid. Rabbi Yossi Amar Shachin Ra, don't be a bad neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Amar Halova Veinu Mishalim, someone who gives but doesn't repay. Someone who takes but does not repay. A borrower that doesn't repay. How is that the opposite of before? Maybe we'll see. Echad alovim in a makom, kolovim in a makom baruch hu. Echad alovim in a adam, kolovim in a makom baruch hu. Somebody who borrows from a person is like borrowing from Hashem himself. Shenemar lover v'shave lo yishalem zesadik chonim in osein. A wicked person borrows but does not repay, while the righteous one is generous and gives. Rabbi Elazar Amar Lev Ra. Rabbi Elazar says a bad heart. Amar lahem. He says to them, I like the words of Rabbi Elazar because in his words, your words are included within his. So obviously the best thing to have is a good heart. So Rabbi Yochanan was speaking to his students and he said, a good eye, Rabbi Elazar, the one who is happy with his lot. That's what Pirkei Avos says. Who is rich? Someone who is content, happy with what he has. Hashem gives you exactly what you need, exactly what you're supposed to have. That's what we're supposed to be happy with because that's what we were given. A good friend. You should attach yourself to a good friend, a good neighbor. Look for a residence where there are good neighbors. They will always be there for you, always give you much pleasure when they are good neighbors. That's how the Rishonim explain these words, which might be the Rambam. However, this does not seem to be correct according to Rabbi Yonah, because according to them, a good eye and a good heart are things that relate to the individual himself, while a good friend and good neighbor are external factors related to others. Therefore, the correct explanation, Rabbi Yonah says, is as follows. The straight path one should adhere. There is no one good neighbor we should cling to at the expense of others. We need them all. Yochanan ben Zakkai's question was, which single midah should one strive to perfect as a stepping stone to all the other good midahs? It's better to work on perfecting one midah than to have a smattering of many with none of them perfect. So better to have one really good midah than a lot of them that are not so great. That's like the idea, really good to know one good thing than to know a little bit about everything. It's good to know about everything, but if you could perfect one thing, that's also very good. Rabbi Elazar answers, a good eye, meaning generosity, a very fine, praiseworthy midah. One who has reached the pinnacle of generosity can then progress from there to other midahs. The best thing to have is a good eye, according to Rabbi Eliezer. His open heart and generous eye have enabled him to perfect this midah. A person like this is capable of all the other good midahs as well. As it says, fortunate is one who is gracious to the humble. He feels affection for humble people. He gives to them generously. The word chonen
gracious in this verse should be understood as in the verse, for your servants have cherished their stones, favored her dust, meaning they feel affection for the dust of Eretz Yisrael. And a good friend. Stay with this good path. It's easy to begin by being a good, trustworthy, wholehearted friend to a single person to whom you want to become close, that there will be one person who is pleased with you. Through this, you'll be able to cultivate friendships with others as well. A good neighbor. Be on good terms with all your neighbors. Once you are a loyal friend to 5 or 8 people, it will come more easily for you to love all mankind, which is another major thing we're supposed to do. Pekavos explains, and the Gemara explains, you will have the full range of praiseworthy midos. One who foresees the outcome, this refers to one who weighs all his actions, foresees the consequences before they occur. When he sees something that's profitable to begin with, but will eventually lead to a loss, he'll keep away from it. And this way he will never sin, because he will always consider the gain of a sin against its loss. It follows one should always follow this path. Consider the long-term outcome before you act. Base your actions on this assessment. And then a good heart. Rabbi Rambam explains that this refers to the importance of refining midos. Man's attributes stem from his heart. If he has a good heart, his midos will be straight, his attitudes will be good. He will be happy with his lot, friendly with good people, only want to carry gain, not loss. That's how Rabbi Meir Halevi also explains it. What they say is true, but it's not compatible with our explanation above. That he's looking for the best traits. So the best way to explain it, Rabbi Yonah explains, it seems the meaning of a good heart is the need of goodwill. This means being patient, not short-tempered, avoiding anger, responding gently to others. Even if someone harms the man who has goodwill, he will tolerate it, not be bitter, because his palate is sweet and he is totally good from Shir Hashirim. And Rabbi Lezer's words are the best ones according to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. One who has this mida is good to his friends, his neighbors, and the world. He'll be generous because his body and heart are willing to help others in whatever way they desire. He'll certainly be prepared to use his money for this purpose. A person like this will have every positive mida because the desire to do great is greater than the action itself. The desire to do is greater than the action itself. We see this regarding mitzvahs. The action of the limbs is performing the mitzvahs only physical, not the difficult ones who constantly dedicates his eyes and hearts to devising plans to serve Hashem, because of his intense attachment will reach this level where desire to serve translates into action. Go out and see what's a bad path. Rabbi Lezer says bad eye. The question and his answers. It's obvious the opposite of the straight path is the bad path. However, there are many fine midos which reverse sides are not necessarily negative. For example, the midah of chassidus is a very lofty level, but one who's not attained is not considered wicked. That's why Rabbi Lezer's answer was a bad eye, meaning stinginess or miserliness. Do not think that while generosity is good, miserliness is not actually bad. After all, the miser is not engaging in extortion or theft. He's just stingy, but miserliness is very bad. In fact, the foundation of all negative midos leads to every sort of negative behavior.